Andy, you're on my team, asshole.
Oh,
Boudica.
He was just about to give it to me.
Oh, what's a glory hole, Andy? Tell me now.
Ew, is it Groves?
I'm old. I'm really old.
Oh, shoot. Oh, I was going to say Magic Mike.
This listening thing is hard.
You got Grape Ape.
Dunk that shit.
It's the 413. Let's tell everybody to listen to our show.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of the 413 podcast, and as always, featuring the PCB peeps. We always roast our first presenter, and let me say, he's a real trooper. He's been shit on more times than the floor at Biohazard, but somehow keeps joining the Zoom calls. His verbal diarrhea will remind you to check your lunch for Olestra, the wonderful Andy.
Thank you for that wonderful introduction. Our first host is not your typical soccer mom. She's a little less L McPherson and a little more Elvira. That's right. It's Abby.
Hey.
Our second host played a variety of instruments across several bands. Too bad the only music he makes now is farting into a couch cushion. The John Bonham of flatulence, it's Wick.
Hello.
Fun fact about our third host. Not only was he the frontman for Dead Rats, he also did the backup vocals for the song Werewolf in London. Scott Hello. Hall and Kevin Nash agree he's too sweet. It's Bill.
Oh, hell yeah. What up, peeps?
The man who needs no introduction and also doesn't want one, the Enigma, Jared.
Hello.
Thank you for that, Andy. Tonight is a little bit of an impromptu episode. We had to scramble some things around. We had to reschedule another podcast. So if you're on today expecting the Tales from the Pits episode 3, we're postponing that for just 2 more weeks. So tonight, we're going to do a game. We haven't done one in a little bit, so hoping that tonight we can have a little bit of fun in anticipation of our hard-hitting introspective of Pittsfield punk scene in a few weeks. So the games we're going to play tonight, we're going to do a couple. The first one is going to be like a, we'll call it a punk before and after. So I'm going to give a list of clues to our teams, and those clues are going to be a before and after style. So I will give, as an example, a punk band or album or something in the music genre alongside another pop culture reference. And the peeps will try to work together to decipher the clues. And I'm going to pick the teams tonight because I really want to jazz things up a bit. So tonight we are going to pair the A's together, Andy and Abby, working side by side to figure out these clues.
The A's are about to get a big old F.
I'll carry us, don't worry.
Undoubtedly.
Thank you.
Oh, Jared, we're going to crush this.
And Jared and Bill will be our second team.
Yeah, Jamie.
So the rules are going to go as follows. What I'm going to do is I will give a series of clues to each team for the first round, and then I will do an open guess. I guess the raise hand cue would probably be the best here to decipher who actually did it. So get your hand raised if you want to be the first to call out. We'll do that for the second round. Let's go ahead and get started. This first question is going to Team Abby and Andy.
Wait, hold on.
What the fuck?
Do we have to raise our hand if the question's for us?
No, I said for round two.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ almighty.
Is this round two?
See, no. Thank you. Okay. Too good.
It is too good. All right, our first question goes to Team Abby and Andy. A 1980s John Hughes movie starring John Candy meets a ska band.
Probably Uncle Buck. So, Uncle...
Okay. All I can think is Uncle Buck Cherry, and that is absolutely wrong.
That is not correct.
Where my head's going to, Abby?
Can we steal?
I'm going to give a chance to Bill and Jared to steal.
Uncle Buck 09.
Uncle Buck 09 is correct. 1 point.
Okay. Uncle Buck Cherry is kind of fun to say, though.
Yeah.
100%. Okay. Our next clue. This is a 1990s. This is for Bill and Jared. Andy, I see you're already trying to guess. A 1990s Pauly Shore movie meets a Blink-182 inspired pop punk band.
Encino Man Overboard?
Encino Man Overboard is correct.
Yeah!
1 point.
High five, Jared!
Jared raised his hand. That's not a high five.
Oh.
But I appreciate that. Okay. Going to move it back over to Team A with Abby and Andy. A long-running Showtime show about a fucked-up family from Chicago meets a ska band from Florida.
Shame Less Than Jake.
Shame Less Than Jake is correct. 1 point.
Nice.
Oh, I can't watch Shameless. It's just the family just upsets me too much with the terrible choices they make. I'm gonna watch another episode, and then I'm like, oh, I can't do this. These are terrible choices.
Thank you for your unsolicited review. Next
Less
question.
Than Jake rocks.
Agreed. This goes to Bill and Jared. A popular 1960s dance craze meets the band that released Commit This to Memory.
Do you have either part of that, Bill?
1960s dance craze meets the band who recorded and released Commit This to Memory.
Andy is Googling it.
Andy,
mashed potato Ataris.
It is not mashed potato Ataris. I'm going to give Abby and Andy a chance to steal.
I wanted to say Sugar Sugar Cult, but I think that that's not right. Because Commit This to Memory is not by Sugar Cult. It's by the Locomotion City Soundtrack.
That is correct. The Locomotion City Soundtrack.
Nice.
We got ourselves the ball games, folks.
Do we, though? 2-2. Because I'm really dragging Abby down.
That is more true than anything I've ever heard. Okay. Now, going to kick this one back over to Abby and Andy for first dibs. A George Romero zombie movie meets a Bay Area punk band.
Dawn of the...
Can you repeat the question?
We've got a George Romero zombie film meets a Bay Area punk band.
Dawn of the Dead Kennedys.
Dawn of the Dead Kennedys is correct for 1 point.
Good job.
Did you have that one, Bill? Or was that?
Yep.
Okay. I saw a light go off in Jared's head and I was like, all right, he's ready to steal, but. Okay.
Not letting it happen.
All right. We're going to Bill and Jared for this next one. The Dare slogan that was jammed down our throats as kids meets Fat Mike.
Just say no effects.
Just say no effects is correct. Good yes. For 1 point.
That was good.
Okay, this one is going to go to Abby and Andy. And this is a dual musical question, which is good for 2 points. Wow. This is two band references in one. We've got the band that says, "Tell All Your Friends," meets one of U2's cringiest songs of all time.
All of U2's songs are cringy.
Thank you, Andy.
Saves the day. Saves the beautiful day. Saves the, it's a beautiful day.
Save the Vertigo. Isn't that one of their songs?
Beautiful.
Okay, Andy, please sing it more. I'm going to go ahead. That is incorrect. Bill, chance to steal.
Taking Back Sunday Bloody Sunday.
Oh. Taking Back Sunday Bloody Sunday is absolutely correct for 2 points. I like where you're going with that one, Abby.
Yeah.
I believe it's now Bill and Jared's turn. This one is probably way too geared towards Bill, so I apologize in advance.
Great. But
the band that plays the song 10 Minutes meets a Canadian improv group. Canadian sketch comedy show?
Oh, I know the end of it. 10 Minutes.
All right. Last
Get up,
chance.
Kids in the Hall.
Fuck you, Jared.
That is correct. The Get Up Kids in the Hall.
Thank you, Jared. Thank you, Jared.
Good he was just about point. To give it to me.
That's what she said.
Ayo.
Jared and Bill are just running away with this right now. It's 6-3. I can't tell if Andy's on mute or fell asleep, but he has not participated or contributed in any way.
I can't remember anything quickly. I'm like, oh, Bay Area band? I'm like, fuck, there's a lot of Bay Area. It's like, which, like,
don't
which
worry,
one are we
Andy.
About?
I think for some reason you're going to get this one no problem. This one is for Andy and Abby. This is a band that always hits and never misses. Meets, let's just say a... Oh, let me get a better way to describe this one.
Oh, no, I think I already know what it is.
See? God damn it. He already knows it.
Ew, is it Groves?
Kind it of, is, the, best, yeah. The end of it is.
I know what it is. Andy hasn't even figured out the first one.
Okay.
No, he didn't figure out the first part of it.
Leave her alone. Hasn't she been through enough?
This band says Sticks and Stones meets...
That was the bad part? Oh, gotcha.
No, nope.
Yeah.
The band that
I still
released,
don't know it.
The band that released the album Sticks and Stones meets a cutout in a men's room.
Andy, I'm giving you the shot.
And you got
so it would
this
be
from.
Glory Hole is the cutout in a men's room.
Yep.
So, Newfound Glory Hole?
Yeah!
That is correct. Really? Oh my god! I still don't understand this game.
And you did so good.
At least you know what glory holes are. Otherwise,
right?
You'd have
I'm
been
like,
screwed.
Oh, mom, don't listen to this one. I don't know what a glory hole is. They had to give it to me on a sign. Oh gosh, she's gonna text me tomorrow, isn't she? Once this drops, what's a glory hole, Andy? Tell me now.
I don't know, but it looks for you, it looks an awful lot like a shoe eyelet. Lace them up, boys. JK. All right. Okay. Our next clue goes to Jared and Bill. We've got 3-piece pop punk powerhouses. Meet an Ashton Kutcher and John Cryer television program.
Wait, can I get the beginning one again, please?
A 3-piece powerhouse pop punk band.
Blanking hard.
A Glenn Trio was.
All right, I'm going to give the opportunity to Andy and Abby to guess this one.
Andy, have you come up with anything? Because I do know the answer.
I was thinking something about 2.5 men.
Correct.
I was thinking, you know. But then I was thinking Blink 182, though.
Yes, Andy. Yes, yes.
Really?
Now put them together.
So Blink and a Half
gotcha.
Men?
No.
No? Goddamn. All right. Abby, hold on. Before we lose this. 2.5. I'm not going to get it. Abby, say it. And then it's going to click with me. But I'm like, I contributed a little bit.
Blink 182, 2.5 men.
That is correct.
Okay.
I love you, Andy.
I'm still very confused.
Because I'm trying to mash them together. Like, real, I think, too bad.
All right. We are currently at a 6 points for Bill and Jared and 5 for Andy and Abby. Coming back a little bit here.
Comeback's on.
So this clue goes to Andy and Abby, and they have a chance to tie it up here. The most popular, and I'm just saying this from my own opinion, the most popular Jimmy Eat World album meets a film starring Jason Biggs. Most popular
Bleed Jimmy... America was the one you thought?
Was your favorite? Bleed American Pie.
Bleed yes. American Pie is correct for the tie.
Andy, I wouldn't have gotten it without you. That was good teamwork.
Thank you. I was like Futuros or Bleed America? I was like, I bet it's Bleed America. And then I'm like, nah.
I never would have got that. Well, I got the end of it, but not to get the Jimmy Eat World.
We're getting somewhere here. We are now tied at 6-6. So we're going to leave this open for anyone to guess using the raise hand function.
Wait, what?
Hopefully somewhat noiseless.
He stacked the deck back even, so he's good now. He's going to open it back up.
And we didn't get our last... Okay.
All right.
It's got to be a cliffhanger. Gotta leave on a cliffhanger.
All right, I'll give you guys one more since...
Okay.
Since I forgot that you went second. Okay. Bill and Jared.
Okay.
An Adam Sandler football film meets the band that released Make Yourself Sick in 2003.
Water Boys Night Out.
Sorry, Jared, one more time.
Water Boys Night Out.
That is correct.
Awesome, Jared!
Now we've got a...
The Water Boys Night Out.
Yes. We've got a 7-6 game here. We are going to go into the second round where this is going to be a free-for-all guessing.
Oh, this is going to be chaos. I love it.
For more than just you.
Wait, so I have a question.
Yes, go
ahead. How long does someone get to answer the question after they ring in?
Should I
ring in not knowing the question?
You absolutely should not do that because that'll be very annoying for me.
10 seconds, right? Probably give them 10 seconds.
Wait, we have to wait 10 seconds?
I'm not timing it, but a reasonable amount of time.
Okay.
Right on.
Okay. Are you all ready?
Yeah.
This is a late 90s alien film that meets the band featuring Henry Rollins.
Ooh.
Jared.
Men in Black Flags.
Nice.
That is correct. Men in Black Flags.
Wow.
Good job, Jared.
Yeah, that was...
Henry Rollins was in like another band too.
It's the Henry Rollins band.
Yeah, that's exactly. I was like, I don't understand. I was like, the Henry Rollins Resurrection. It's like Alien Resurrection.
Oh, but it had the other way around.
Oh, see?
Yeah.
See, Andy doesn't know how to play this game.
I don't know how to play this game. I'm dragging Abby down.
The next clue is a Bryan Cranston meth show meets a punk reggae band. Abby.
Breaking Bad Religion.
Sorry, that is incorrect. Bill?
Breaking Bad Brains.
Breaking Bad Brains is correct. For one point. This is a film where Patrick Swayze dresses in drag and it meets a post-hardcore band from DC. Andy.
Too Wong. Ooh, oh, shit. I don't know it.
Abby?
I know the movie.
Too Wong Foo Fighters.
Incorrect.
can we hear the question again?
Patrick Swayze is not in that movie.
Something about Tootsie.
But I keep too.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to skip this one. The answer was Too Wong Fugazi.
Too Wong Fu is such a great movie, though. So good.
I don't know that I've ever seen that.
I never saw
it. Oh, my God. What? It's fucking phenomenal. Because that could have ruined all their careers. And they did it anyways. It was a phenomenal cast. It's just great.
Better than Roadhouse?
Oh, my God, yeah. He still kicks ass in it, too. He beats someone's ass.
You're the biggest Patrick Swayze fan I know.
What? I mean, just
not
that
even
scene
close.
Ghost,
I'm the biggest Patrick Swayze fan.
Really? Swayze off.
You want to go Swayze off right now?
Now
you're supposed to be hosting the game.
I'm trying.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm getting besmirched about Patrick Swayze over here.
I think we should get points for having the two Wong Fu part. Half a point.
Absolutely not.
Who? All of us?
Not all of us.
Bill said Tootsie.
Our next clue here. We've got a Bay Area punk ska band meets an evolved Pokemon. Bill.
Operation Ivy Service.
I'll give it to you.
No, hold on. Operation Ivy Store. I'll steal the points.
I'm going to give it to Bill, even though Ivy Saurus is not a... It actually sounds like something you need a cream for.
Scientific name. That's what
I'm really old.
Operation Ivysaur is correct. Okay. This was a very popular song by Salt and Peppa in the early 90s. Meets Nevermind the Bullocks.
Oh. Bill. Well, let's talk about Sex Pistols.
That is correct.
That's a good one.
That's really good.
Okay.
I'm just trying to picture a Sex Pistols cover of Salt and Pepper.
This one's really probably more tailored for Andy than anybody else, but I have a feeling he wasn't paying attention enough to get this one right. The band that recorded the album Bleed American meets WWF's main competitor, Andy.
So it's the band for Bleed America. So it's Jimmy... EW.
Incorrect.
He's close though.
No, he's not.
Jimmy World Championship Wrestling.
That is correct.
But I agree with Andy. AEW is way better.
Well, because I'm thinking new competitor, not old school competitor.
I also said WWF.
That is true.
Yeah, listen to the questions, peeps.
Fuck. He did tell us to pay attention to, like right before.
But I'm like, what does the World Wildlife Federation have anything to do with that? With their competitor,
dude. WCW is going hard after those pandas.
I think it's that Andy still doesn't understand what a before and after clue is the problem.
I don't understand.
That's okay. He knows the answer.
I have Caitlin here to tell me from across the table.
But you can assist him if he comes on if it's your team. Okay. The next clue. Riot Girl Band meets Quentin Tarantino. Abby.
Bikini Kill Bill.
Bikini Kill Bill is correct.
Yeah.
The pop punk band that all the bad guys want meets Mulligatawny.
What?
Oh, no.
The band that released the song 1985. Meets a popular Seinfeld reference.
I got it.
Abby, go ahead.
Bowling for Soup Nazi.
That is correct.
I also had that, but instead of raising my hand, I just kept muting myself.
And you put a stick up in the air. I saw that. That was good. Okay, this one might be kind of controversial here, but I'm going to do my best. The first system to use sensor technology meets the band that gave us the Blue Album.
Oh, me.
Bill, go ahead.
Weezer.
That's the band.
I'll give it to you, actually.
A Nintendo Weezer, I'm sorry.
There we go. Okay. Nintendo Weezer is correct.
Wait, if I guess the band, I get points?
No.
The Nintendo Weezer was
he could have gone either way.
Because I was going
Weezer.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I
like that. I like that. A very controversial punk band that ended up on the Guilty Pleasures list meets a type of game where instead of tackling, you grab a garment off of the other person. Bill?
Black Flag Football?
Incorrect, Abby?
Anti-flag football.
Anti-flag football is correct.
I was the one who was still being
But I appreciate that. For this next group of questions, I'm going to up the points to 2. Quick standing, we have Bill and Jared at 13 points with Abby and Andy at 9 points. So a 4-point difference here. So 2 clues can bring it back.
They're still beating us?
They sure are.
Like a drum.
I haven't gotten one right. So
we yeah. know. Okay.
You came close.
I've compared Bill to this character previously on the podcast. We'll call it the Temu version of E.T. meets a cover band featuring Fat Mike.
Ooh,
Andy.
Oh, no.
Oh, shoot. Oh, I was going to say Magic Mike, but no, because he's...
You sure were.
Is there
I haven't pictured in my head stupid character.
I know the end of it, but I don't.
We have another guess.
It's because it's not E.T. It's the shittier version of him, which is
five
Mac and
four.
Wait, what was the last part of the thing again? So it's Mac and me
cover band then, featuring Fat Mike.
Five. Mac and Mike. Four.
All right, Bill, you got your hand in time. I'll give you a chance.
Mac and me first in the Gimme Gimmes.
Mac and me first in the Gimme Gimmes is correct.
Thank you, Andy, because I didn't have the beginning of it.
You're welcome.
A movie starring Brad Pitt that had all the middle-aged women going crazy meets the band that says, "Take this to your grave."
Isn't that every movie Brad Pitt was in?
This one, especially in the 90s, really. Five, four.
Give us, refine the clue.
So it would be Abby for us. So I think Seasons of the Fall was that movie that drove the women crazy. Uh-huh. So what's the clue? What's the end part of it? It's Brad Pitt movie.
Yeah. Fallout Boy.
Seasons of the Fallout Boy.
It's very close, but incorrect, Jared.
Oh!
Bill, go for it.
Oh, I was thinking the same thing.
That's what I had.
Seasons of the Fallout Boy, I thought too after.
Okay.
Like
Abby?
Fallout Boy, but
Legends
that's not
right. of the Fallout Boy. Legend oh, of the Fallout Boy.
Legends of the Fall, yeah.
It's because I believed Andy for a second.
I think it,
he hooked me up for the first one, like, so
what, six.
Thank you. I'm not a big Brad Pitt fan, so I'm like, I think it's Seasons of the Fall, maybe. Like, I don't know.
We all believed you.
I'm like, he's Age not in Titanic. Fall. I almost was thinking Titanic too. I'm like, fuck.
It was a good guess.
Titanic of the Fall Out Boy.
Titanic of the Fall Out Boy.
All right, this next one also worth 2 points. We've got a band that's been mentioned on this podcast a trillion times. We'll say Black Sails in the Sunset meets the film series where they look for the hook killer. Bill.
AFI Robot?
Incorrect.
Oh, sorry.
Abby.
AFI Know What You Did Last Summer.
That is correct.
This listening thing is hard.
AFI Know What You Did Last Summer. Love it.
Would you have accepted AFI Still Know What You Did Last Summer?
Sure. Yeah, I would have taken them both. The band that released the album Say It Like You Mean It meets the pianist from the Peanuts. Jared.
The starting Linus.
That is correct. The starting Linus.
He's Jared. That's awesome.
That was a good one.
Brothers Benji and Joel read you a children's story. Abby.
Good Charlotte's Web.
That is correct. Nice. Good Charlotte's Web. Love it.
I was going story so far for some reason.
I could see that. A disgusting neon colored drink meets the band that gave us Ocean Avenue.
Oh. Bill? Mellow yellow, mellow yellow card.
Mellow yellow card is correct.
I was trying to find out what Ecto Cooler went with.
I was thinking Mountain Dew. I was like, what the fuck is Mountain Dew gonna go with?
Mark Hoppus and Travis Barker formed this band, and then went to buy some shrimp. Jenny. Oh, I thought you guys were going to get this one. No problem.
Help me with the first clue.
The side project that was started after Blink-182 with Mark Hoppus and Travis Barker
I think I have the end part, but I don't.
I hope you have
attention.
The end part.
Yeah. So I don't know what band they were in. That's my problem.
All right. 5, 4, 3, 2. Plus 40 Forrest Gump.
What was the Angels and Airwaves one? Was that?
Yes.
One for the guy that likes DeLonge. Aliens.
That's Tom DeLonge. Yeah. He went a different way.
Yeah. Okay.
This band would do anything except have a baby. Oh, that's my
simple
best clue.
Plan B.
Simple Plan B is correct. Congratulations.
Thank you. Far too common.
Okay, this is an English rock band who released the album Juju in 1981 meets the Freddie Prinze Jr. film where they turn the art nerd into the prom queen. These are getting hard, I guess.
Yeah.
Can you give us one more hint about the band?
No. They had another studio album called The Scream in 1978. Female fronted.
They're a British band?
Andy, stop Googling it. Okay, I'm gonna give you the answer. It's
She is all that.
Susie and the Banshees all that.
Oh.
Gotcha.
Dude, if I knew movies better, because I was thinking Susie and the Banshees.
I knew She's All That, but the band, I had no idea.
I was trying to Google the band. I'm like, I don't know who the fuck this is.
That was good. Then all of a sudden I thought X-Ray Specs. I was like, wait a minute.
A DC area hardcore band from the mid-80s with the album Can I Say meets a disgusting tag team.
I know the tag team.
Andy.
So,
Dag Nasty Boys.
Wow, Andy, your voice sounds very different.
I'm going to say it's the Dag Nasty Boys.
That is incorrect, Andy. Bill?
Dag Nasty Boys.
That is correct for 2 points.
How many handicap points do I get for having Andy on my team?
I raised my hand first, and I was going to say to Abby, okay, the tag team is the Nasty Boys. What can go with the Nasty Boys?
I would have had nothing.
Oh, well, I figured, I'm like, okay, the only thing I can contribute to this team is my wrestling knowledge.
This is like golf. We need to round out this to make it a little more
fair. I think
fair.
I should get the points because Bill yelled it, and I think we were close enough.
Yeah, but you still got it wrong.
I mean, he said Dag Nasty Boys. The Dag Nasty Boys is that.
All right, yeah, give Andy the points.
Because they were the Nasty Boys, not just Nasty Boys. The Nasty Boys.
Yeah, but that's not the part of the clue that needed the
after.
Listen, all right. The Blink-182. People call them that all the time.
We're moving on. We've got a Hanna-Barbera cartoon meets the band that says start today. Abby?
I know it's wrong, but the Flintstone Temple Pilots.
I love that answer, but it's incorrect.
hold on. Can I confer with my teammate if I could get him to hold on. I'm gonna raise my hand.
I'm right here. I got you, Bill. You're good. Don't worry about it.
Bill?
So, Gorilla Biscuits is the end of it. What is the purple gorilla?
Abby, I know the purple gorilla.
Okay, Andy, well, I know the second half of the clue, gorilla. So when they get it wrong, we'll do it together.
All right, I'm giving you 5, 4, 3, 2,
Mugsy Gorilla Biscuits.
Andy. What'd
you say? Mugsy.
Incorrect.
Andy, say the first part of it.
Grape Ape is his name.
Grape Gorilla Biscuits. Grape Gorilla Biscuits is my final answer.
This is so wrong. It's not even funny.
What? He's called Grape Ape the Purple Gorilla.
Magilla Gorilla Biscuits.
Oh, I was thinking.
I mean, I was closer. Started with an M anyway.
I knew that gorilla. Ah. Childhood shock.
I don't think you knew that gorilla.
I didn't. I did not.
I don't even know where to go with that one.
I think the Flintstone Temple Pilots was a much better answer.
It's a great answer. I love it.
It's a great answer.
I'll have to write that one for next time. Okay, this video game completely inspired Super Mario Brothers 2 meets the band that says, "I write sins, not tragedies." Jared.
Doki Doki Panic at the Disco.
That is cool.
<He's> awesome.
Probably the greatest sports film of all time, featuring Jean-Claude Little Van Giants. Damme as a hockey goalie, meets the band that says, "I will follow you into the dark." Abby?
I know this one's wrong too, but they're good, so I'm just going to say them. Going Postal Service.
Incorrect.
It's that guy, though.
I like the answer.
What's his other band called?
I can't tell you because it'll give away the clue.
I got it, Bill, if that helps.
You got it?
Jared,
well,
go
not
ahead.
The whole thing, but I got the second bit.
Oh, you do? Is it point? What's the end of it?
Death Cab for Cutie, right? Wasn't that the
Sudden Death Cab for Cutie.
Sudden Death Cab for Cutie is correct.
Thank you. I was going Point Break, and I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm wrong.
I only knew Sudden Death. That's all I knew.
I was going like Double Time or Overtime or something. I couldn't remember what it was.
I was like,
it's a great movie.
When the timer goes over, the whole arena will explode.
All right, so I've got a ton more, but I'm going to probably just go with
one for 20
three
points.
More. I'm going to take three more, but I'm going to up these last three to 5 points each.
Oh, jeez.
Right now, the score is 27 for Bill and Jared and 15 for Abby and Andy.
You mean for Abby?
Yeah, for Abby.
For Abby, correct. Okay.
You got Grape Ape.
I did. Thank you.
The band that is headlining on the upcoming Saves the Day tour that we are going to see meets a Matthew McConaughey film about not being able to move out of his parents' house. Abby.
Senses failure to launch.
That is correct.
Damn. Good job, Abby.
Good for 5 points.
Fuck.
An early 90s Christina Applegate film featuring the line, "I'm right on top of that rose," meets the band that sings Punk Rock Girl. Abby?
Also wrong, but Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead Kennedys.
That is incorrect.
Bill? Don't Tell Mom.
Wasn't Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead, it was an 80s movie?
1990s.
Early 90s.
I think.
Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead Milkman.
That is correct.
Philadelphia represent.
Okay.
Also a really good movie.
I just would like you to know I needed to get that one in order to win.
I'm so sorry.
They'll do one for all the points at the end.
Winning is not everything, Abby, okay?
Yes, it is.
We learn the most from our losses.
Saves the Day album on the couch joins a Jamaican bobsled team. Abby.
Through Being Cool Runnings.
Through Being Cool Runnings is correct.
That was awesome.
We are at what feels like a final total of 32 to 25. I'm going to give one last bonus question to see if we can get things a little bit closer before.
Better be for 8 points.
It's for 10
points.
Make
Abby feel better. We gotta
for
get
10
closer.
Points and could win the whole thing. This is a podcast reference here.
Oh, shit.
The Western-based Nickelodeon show meets Blink-182's last album with Scott Rayner. Abby.
Hey, Dude Ranch.
Hey, Dude Ranch is correct. For 10 points.
Ooh.
Which gives you all the game.
I deserved it.
You did. Congratulations.
Thank
Congratulations,
you.
Abby and Andy.
With a final score of 35 to 32. Got the Andy and Abby connection.
Is that what we're calling it? I've said it before. I'm not good at these games. It's not fair to stick me on someone's team. If anything, I should be reading the questions because I'm the only one that doesn't know what the fuck is going on.
You can't read either.
Yeah, Eric had to come up with these questions like that.
Eric had to keep asking questions so we could try to get on top.
I was trying to help you guys as much as I could.
He's like, all right, well, hold on.
Mission accomplished.
He's like, all right, you're down 100 points. So this next question is 150 points.
This podcast may not be worth editing.
No, that was a lot of fun. Thank you, Eric, for coming up. You came up with all of them.
I was trying. Really, they were hard. Some of them I was like, I don't know. How do I describe fucking Husker Du? I don't know. They're on there, though.
What about
Husker Mountain Dew?
It was actually Husker Do You Really Want to Hurt Me? It was mine. It was a double musical one. I didn't go with it, though.
We could have won.
You kind of did win.
Not enough.
All right, Andy, I'll give you one more opportunity. Let's see if you can get one.
Me? I got one this whole time.
Okay, how about this? Explain to me what a before and after clue is.
You know what? I don't even know anymore. I'm so confused.
What do you mean anymore? You never knew. Okay, the concept of a before and after clue is that the end word of one thing is the first word of the next thing. Right?
Yeah, the Jimmy Eat World Championship Wrestling. So the
correct.
Band,
so there's always a common word in the middle.
In the middle.
Except that's for the shared ones where it was next in.
And that's
yeah, there's a couple times where I peppered it in.
What was the funky wee one?
I'm going to pass the game show hosting task over to Abby to give us the next round of questions.
Yeah, so the next round of questions, we're going to do a little guessing game.
Wait, we're still doing this?
Wait, do I have to be on Andy's team?
Yes, you do have to be on Andy's
team. All right, I'm taking
right? I
over.
Thought you said this was a short episode.
There no whole second game?
Andy wants to go to bed. So I'm going to do this a little different. Also, do I have to keep score?
No, I can do that.
Okay. I have years of items and songs. And do we want to guess before or after? Should we stick with the theme? Have it be a before and after? Before
bonus or after? Point if we can guess the real date.
All right, perfect.
Okay.
All right. The Nerf ball. This is going to Andy and Eric. The Nerf ball. Did it come out before or after 1972?
I'm going to say after. Say after 1979.
Incorrect. The Nerf ball came out in 1970.
Whoa.
All right.
I'm going to be bad at this game.
The Whistler tip?
Do they have the one with the little backboard? Dunk that shit.
Bill and Jared. Did He-Man and the Masters of the Universe come out before or after 1983?
I want to say after, but I'm going to ask Jared.
I think before.
You're going before?
I think that was
yeah, then we'll go before. To,
I would say 79.
1981. So you get 1 point.
Right on. Good job, Jared.
All right. Eric and Andy, the fantastic game, Bop It. Did it come out before or after 1992?
I remember Bop It. I think it came out.
Feels like an after.
I thought before. I thought it came out in 1990.
Okay, I'm good with that.
Why would you ever trust Andy?
I got the first one right.
1996. All right.
I had batteries and stuff like that. Yeah.
And you might have been thinking Skip It.
That one you saw commercials for forever. And Moon yeah. Shoes.
Moon Shoes were stupid. Skip It came... did Skip It come out? I thought like late 80s.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not on my list. So let's go back to my list. Bill and Jared, was Stretch Armstrong released before or after 1973?
After 1977? Does that sound good, Jared?
Feel like it's one of those things that probably was from the 90s. Did they have him in the... I feel like it was like 94 or something like that. Like late.
Well, so we're definitely going after. I could be wrong. But I'm going to say 77.
I would go after.
After is the correct answer, but it's 1976. Bill, you are very close to that bonus point.
Yeah. Wouldn't have thought it was that old.
All right, Eric and Andy. Were Pound Puppies released before or after 1989?
Wick, they were definitely in the 80s.
I'm going to say before. I'm going to say like 84.
I want to say 86, just as a guess. But definitely.
Okay, well, we're going to go with Eric's guess so he can get the 2 points. You get 2 points for that one.
No, I feel like you should definitely go with Andy's guess.
Yeah, I definitely heard Andy coming loud and clear.
What's the difference?
Like he's at the glory hole.
Never question me about Pound Puppies.
All right, Bill and Jared. All right. The Tamagotchi. Did it come out before or after 1995?
Can you use it in a sentence?
Andy killed his Tamagotchi and cried for a week. Bill, do you know what a Tamagotchi is?
Say after, and I'm going to say like 96.
I'm going to go with what Jared said.
Jared gets the double points.
Yeah!
Double points.
Oh, boom! Dropping the Tamagotchi.
I remember how to kick a pet. Up front.
All right, Eric, can you give us an update on the point spread here?
Currently, Bill and Jared have 4 points, and Andy and... Okay, I'll just say I have 2 points.
All right, we're going to switch over to music for a few minutes.
Oh, fuck.
Which of these two songs was released first? American Pie by Don McLean or Superstition by Stevie Wonder?
The oldest one.
They've got to be close. Like, between... I would say, like, between 77 and 79 for both songs. No, I'm going to say Earl. I'm going to say Stevie Wonder, Superstition. Year-wise, early 72.
You get 1 point because it was released in 1972, but American Pie was released in 1971. I'm forgetting who the teams are because Bill seemed very invested in that and Andy did not. Bill and Jared, your two songs are Hotel California.
Oh, no.
By the Eagles and Dream On by Aerosmith, which was released first.
Oh, God. Well, they're both in the 70s, right? So probably the Eagles first. I'm not sure. Like 74 and 75.
I think Aerosmith, going to guess, but they're both probably around same-ish time, I would think. They've both been around longer than I would assume, I imagine.
Do we have a guess for a year for either of them that we want to confirm?
74 for, I guess, Aerosmith, I would think, would be 1975. So 76 for...
Didn't they play in like Woodstock and stuff? Were they like 60s? Like late 60s?
You get 1 point because Dream On came out in 1973, which was before Hotel California in 1976.
Whoa. Nice. Dream On was 73. Wow.
All right. Next for Eric and Andy, which song came first? Enter Sandman by Metallica. Or Girls Just Want to Have Fun by Cyndi Lauper.
This is an Andy question.
No, I don't know the dates. I just know Enter Sandman, what album it's on.
It's on the Black album, right?
Yeah, it's on the Black album.
What year did the Black album?
What was the Cindy? What 88? Cindy Lauper album?
What was Girls the Cindy Just Wanna Lauper Have
Fun. I'm gonna say that came out first.
I would think so.
By like a year. I would say Cindy Lauper Girls Just Wanna Have Fun 87.
All right, Cindy Lauper Girls Just Wanna Have Fun. Correct for it came out first. It came out in 1983.
Oh.
And Enter Sandman came out in 1991.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I was going to guess Enter Sandman was a 90s one because I was like, you got to think Master of Puppets, Ride the Lightning. Like, they get up there before we get to
fucking Metalhead.
Are you sure that's the original release?
No, I'm not sure.
No, that makes sense.
I thought the Black album was 80s. Am I wrong?
I'm not.
No, Andy was right. Ride the Lightning's like 89.
Did you have Injustice for All in there? You had like
nine albums by that point.
'91.
Oh, Injustice for All, I meant. It's 89.
Yeah, Injustice for All, and then the Black Album.
All right. Next question. Which song came out first? With or Without You by U2 or Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana?
Guess
They're close to each other.
Nirvana was probably first. Was that one of the later U2 ones? I mean, I wouldn't know, but
I think it's like 91 and 92.
Was that like the weird Matrix-y ones they were doing?
Or maybe 1990 for Smells Like Teen Spirit.
What is your final answer?
Smells Like Teen Spirit, 1990.
One.
1991 and U2 1992.
So you get 1 point for the 1991, but With or Without You was released in 1987.
Oh, damn.
1987, my friends.
Well, thank you, Jared, for insisting on the 91.
All right, they're up 6-5 right now.
All right. We'll do, how many more questions I got to do? Two? Four? Four.
This All is right. Michael Scott here at basketball. Got to keep playing until we're ahead.
Oh, well, Jared and I know.
Which
one
song?
More, just one more question.
Make it my 10.
Which fucking song? which song was released first? Sweet Child O' Mine or Thriller?
Thriller. Thriller was... like, I want to say like between 83 and 85. I'll say 85. Thriller was 85. And what was the other one?
Sweet Child O' Mine.
It's like 87, Appetite for Destruction.
So you'll get 2 points. One for Sweet Child O' Mine's correct year and one for Thriller as the correct first. Thriller was 1982.
Oh, really? Okay.
All right. Jared and Bill, which song was released first, Wonderwall by Oasis or Waterfalls by TLC?
I want to say Waterfalls and then Wonderwall.
That's the way that I experienced them. So I'm going to agree with you, Bill, but that could be totally wrong. I have no idea.
93 for Waterfalls and 95 for
What's the Wonderwall? Story of Morning Glory?
Yeah.
They've gotten 2 points for this. It was...
Nice.
Waterfalls came out first, and Wonderwall came out in 1995.
Was it 92 for Waterfalls?
94. Waterfalls
was the better song, too.
Ooh. They're right on top of each other.
Speed round. Just guessing the year that the song was released.
Oh, God.
Wait, hold on. They got that one. How many points did they get for that one?
They got two.
Oh, you just stopped counting our points?
Yes. Maybe. Like, well, hold on.
I forgot I was keeping score.
That happens to me all the time.
Of your score. Only of your score, though.
What year was Wannabe by the Spice Girls released?
96.
All right, Eric gets the point.
Damn.
I mean, Eric and Andy get the point.
I would have thought that was a little earlier than that, but
yeah.
What year was I Will Always Love You, the Whitney Houston version, released?
92.
92. Fuck.
All right, 92. Bill gets the point.
Bodyguard soundtrack. 91. That's Bill's favorite movie.
That is. Fucking love me some.
All right, we're going to stick with it. What year did I Want to Dance with Somebody by Whitney Houston?
1987.
I want to dance with somebody.
Bill!
I fucking love Whitney Houston.
I said 87 first.
Was anybody else paying attention?
Bill, you fix it in post. Said first. You got the tape.
No, I said 87, and then Bill said 1987.
Okay.
All right, no one gets a point.
We'll each take a point on that.
Okay, you each
I promise, you can watch the Zoom
that's
after.
Same thing as nobody takes a point.
No, that's fine. I believe him. I was excited. So,
what year was Imagine by John Lennon released?
85? When did he die?
He died in the 70s, I thought.
Oh, no.
Did he?
84.
78.
1971. Oh,
fuck. Fuck.
When did he die?
1972.
I
thought he died in like
1980. December 1980.
Oh. He definitely didn't do it in 85 then. I was talking about that re-release.
What year was the game Simon released?
79.
71. 74.
Are we all supposed to make guesses? Did they get it right yet? Or should I make it?
No.
Nobody got it right yet.
83.
Okay, no one got that one right. It was 1978.
God damn it.
We're close. What did you say, 79?
Yeah.
What year was My Little Pony released?
83.
84.
82. Eric got it right.
That was a guess. You're all fucking looking at me. Stop.
Sure it was.
You are. You're one of those weird pony people. You're
called a brony, first of all.
You want. You're a fucking brony.
We prefer to be called bronies, Andy.
All right, I have...
Andy's just spreading hate.
Two questions. I don't care what the score is. They're worth 5 points each. What year was Tickle Me Elmo released?
2003.
97.
96.
Eric gets the point.
Five points. Five?
I remember him being crazy in the 90s. You know, that elbow was popping everywhere.
It's 15-10 right now, Andy and I.
All right. This is a 5-point question. If you guys, if Bill and that other guy get it, then we'll give you 5 points and it'll be a tie. We'll do a tiebreaker.
Are we going to count them this time?
I was going to say, how many points have we not counted of Bill and Jared's?
I didn't know I was supposed to keep track of them.
What year was the Furby released?
95.
98.
Oh,
Bill got the point.
Was it 98?
98.
Yeah. I said it, but I said it after Bill.
You did say it after. All right.
Just like 1987.
So we're going to go with a classic for 10 points for all the marbles to make up for whatever we took from Jared and Bill. What year was the Cabbage Patch Kid released?
82.
Fuck.
Well, did one of them get it right?
No.
78.
You can't guess again.
Yeah, we can't.
You're on my team, asshole.
I know. I've got to get a guess in there. I'm waiting for Jared to see if he gets it right. And then
said 81.
He said 81. Is that right? Okay. Was it in the 80s?
You can't ask
him. I'm not 79. Asking.
78. 77.
They're Cabbage Catch Kids?
85.
Cabbage Catch.
Okay. These guys, they're an 80s toy. What guesses do we have on the board now?
No.
All of them.
We haven't guessed for Cabbage Catch yet.
All right. God damn it. They're the generic Cabbage Patch.
Yeah,
look at it.
By 10.
I don't want to do a similar guess. So Jared said 82. You guys said 83.
They all said 82.
You can't even get the guesses right.
I'm just trying to see Abby's expression to see if I get close to it.
All right, we're gonna cancel this round. Andy doesn't even get a guess.
85.
Thank God.
It was 1983, which no one guessed, but Andy apparently thought someone guessed.
Damn it.
Okay, I would give them the points.
We're gonna move on.
I thought Jared guessed it.
I don't want the points.
We're gonna move on to Care Bears. This is the final, one.
85.
83.
Sleepy.
87.
Jared just got 10 points.
Yeah. Wait, when did they go to 10?
Wait, I thought we were guessing the
two
Care
rounds
Bear.
Ago.
There was a. I was guessing there was I'm a line in there too.
I'm not putting 10 points on the board for anybody. I don't know. Where
by my calculation, Jared and Bill have no points because I didn't know I was supposed to be keeping track of their score.
I remember hearing 5 points. I never heard 10.
Just this last one was 10 because it was 5 to because it was okay. Tied, right?
So Jared wasn't listening. I was. Yes, we were tied, and now they went up by 10 points. So we had 15, and they have 25.
Yeah.
I thought,
yeah. What the fuck? We were tied 15-15, and she made a 10-point question.
Yeah.
So,
Care Bear,
stare. Stepping up from the last time.
What?
She did the same thing we did in the last one.
Aren't we guessing Care Bears?
I already got it.
They live in the clouds.
Did they?
I don't know.
I don't know.
They care.
How's the Care Bears theme song go?
Care
we're
bears.
Caring. We're bearing. Care
it doesn't
bears.
Matter because Gummy Bears was the superior bear show.
There was a Gummy Bear show?
Gummy Bears.
Bouncing here and
there and everywhere.
What? How do you, wait, is this a real theme song?
No, it can't be.
It's the greatest theme song for a children's show of all time.
Yeah, best Abby ever. And Eric apparently know it by heart.
Gummy Bears.
It's all about eating candy. They're like, gummy bears. High fructose corn syrup isn't bad for you. Gummy bears.
Muppet babies
Red
used to be a banger,
number 40.
Yeah. Okay.
Eat these candies.
They so will good. Not rot your teeth.
Wow.
I'll give you ADHD.
All right. Are we doing one more question for 20 points so me and Wick can win? Okay.
See, now you got him used to it.
Time for the third round.
Timer. All right. An hour later. All right. Time for the 50th round. If Andy doesn't talk, you guys win. What?
Sudden death.
Sudden death again.
All right. Well, thanks for sitting with us here. The way that this really played out was that Andy and Abby's team won the first game and Bill and Jared won the second game. We don't have a tiebreaker for you, unfortunately, but we all feel like winners after hearing Andy's intros.
Yes. Thank you, Andy.
You're welcome.
So thank you for listening to tonight's episode that we flung together in about 30 seconds. I'm sure you can tell. And we'll be back in a few weeks with another episode and we'll catch you all then. Thanks, everyone. Good night.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
I go insane. I feel a breath in my face.